Inspiration Nation, hello, Lee Kemp here for another week on a podcast, as always with my very good friends, Jose Noya and Ryan Boniface. We good this week, guys?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Very good, Lee, very good.
That is what I like to hear. Right now, we are, as we will be every single week, at 8:30 GMT in the evening. I think that's something like 3:30 in the afternoon if you're over in the States on Eastern Time, live on both Twitch and Instagram. Check us out every single Tuesday. We appreciate anyone who joins us there. And of course, we are across all podcast platforms and on YouTube as well. Nearly fell over my words there. Appreciate everyone listening. If you want to hear us each and every week on a Tuesday, just hit that subscribe button and we will be with you automatically. And of course, don't forget to follow Joe over on social media. Just put Jose Noya into any search engine and you will get a face full of Joe. And we on the show as well at Listen to IN, Listen T-O-I-N. So what is the topic of the day, Joseph?
The topic of the day is the push through ability today. So it's push through ability. We're talking about when the things are tough, how do you push through? So that's what I'm to ask you guys today. So how do we push through? So I'll give you a little insight as to how I do it. When I get up in the morning, I'm not a morning person. I struggle getting up. I don't want to do it. But how do we continue to push through and do it? And the reason I do that is because I want to do these lovely videos for people here. Now there's people relying on me to like show up, right? And I want to prove that I show up, and that pushes me through to actually do it. So it's great to see people here on the Instagram, actually. So Will and Riley, welcome. It's great to see you here. Thanks for joining again. You're regular. It's fantastic. So thank you for joining. So it's just really about push through ability, how we can do it. I use my journaling, and I said this before, and lots of podcasts, but my journaling, that now there are people sort of waiting now for those videos to come live. And now I feel I have a responsibility, right, to wake up and do the videos. And I don't always wake up and want to do them. I do struggle. I wake up like everybody else. I get up. I go, oh, I'm tired. I lie in bed. And every morning I have the battle to think, oh, shall I get up? Every morning I have the battle to get up and actually do the videos before, you know, starting. Like, we've all got a lovely day job. You know, we're quite lucky that we've all got a lovely day job. In fact, today I had a message from someone to say, oh, you're lucky, you know, because a lot of people hate their jobs. And so we are very lucky. And in fact, a few people contacted me on Instagram this morning and they wanted to know a bit more about it. So I just point them towards, come on the podcast, come and listen. And so hopefully we'll get some more people on the podcast, which is great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's just really sort of thrown out there really about, you know, making sure that, what do we do? So imagining the difficulty. So if you want to get up early tomorrow, what will you do? What will you put in place to make sure it happens? I mean, me, I have everything set up. Like my phone is already charged. My journal is already there so I can make sure I write in every morning. I've got reading material that I draw inspiration from. So I can sort of maybe talk about that to give inspiration for my video in the morning. And that's how I push through. That's my push through ability. That's probably been the most consistent thing. And to be honest, I'm just going to tell you a little bit of honesty. I've been struggling with the cold showers lately for about 3 days ago, about maybe just the last couple of days I've been getting back on it. But about 5 days before that, I hadn't done a cold shower. But 4 or 5 days, I've really struggled with it. And I didn't really want to do it. So I didn't do it. And then I had a conversation with someone. I think it was my mum actually said, I've not been doing the cold showers. And that's sort of like a signal saying, like, oh, I need to get back on them. So I've been going back on them again. So I've done months of doing it. And suddenly I came off. And I really... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in my own life, and the guys know here, but it sort of gave me a little bit of a reminder to go, hey, I need to get back on it, because the things that are working, right, all the things that are making me do the things, I need to keep hold of them because they're working and making my mindset stronger. And so it's remembering that although they're difficult, they're the things that keep you on the path. They're the things that help you push through when it's difficult. And it only really counts when it's hard. Only counts when you find it hard. It's all right when it's easy, but I think when you're doing it, well, I know when it's hard, that's when you've got to double down on it. It's easy when it's easy. It's much harder to do the right thing when it's not so easy. So that's what we want to throw to you guys. You know, what are your thoughts on any of that today? Hey, Nina.
Now that you've slipped with the cold showers, Joe, does this mean that I can also give up on any ambitions of having a cold shower? Because that would make me very happy.
No. You've got ambition. That means you've got to do it.
Right. So I've got a challenge to do. And this is it's not a big challenge, so to speak. It's a self-improvement challenge. And just give me a chance to drop in. So we spoke a couple of episodes ago, Joe. I've given you a sneak peek at this already about my New Year's resolution. So we did it was it, Habits for the New Year or something like that, episode 95. Everyone go back, YouTube, podcast archives. You can hear the episode. And we went through 10 different things and we picked out one that was going to be what we're going to do for improvement for going forward for the new year. You then trapped me in a corner where I realized the only way to keep track of mine was to maybe do a little bit of journaling specifically on what this thing is. And I was going to buy myself a journal, which I've gone and got. And it's here. People on YouTube can see it. And you can see on the front there, I've put on the front of it what is my resolution, which is to leave everyone you meet better than you found them. And then sticking a, nicking a bit from the larger title, I've put on the inside. Make people feel bigger, never smaller. So I'm going to start writing in this every day how I think I've done with that before I go to bed. It's me pushing through and doing a bit of journaling. Now, as you can see, I've wrote loads and loads and loads in these completely blank pages so far. So, but this is, it's put something new into my routine, and actually it's going to force me to think back over my whole day and what I've done with it as well. And I'm at that bit, like I said, it's not like I'm pushing through a challenge, but I'm pushing something new into my routine, and I've not started it yet. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll do it. And I was like, oh no, but did this. And I've made it into a thing in my head that it's going to be a lot of effort to do it. And then each day I've not done it since the book turned up, I think last Saturday, it being Tuesday now, I've made it bigger and bigger and bigger in my head. And I actually said to myself, and this is where you've shoehorned it into the conversation, but that I'm going to do it tonight after we've recorded this. I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to cover up the fact I've got the blank pages by today being day one to start pushing myself to change bits about the way I think.
And, you know, it could be a bit of a mentorship, really, thinking that. It could be that you could just start off once a week and then gradually build it up. You could do it every night, every time after the podcast, and then it'll gradually build into something. But then it's up to you. You've got to think about how you can, because that would be a definite thing where you'd have to do it because you're doing something that links to it.
Yes.
And make it easy for yourself. I mean, how are you going to make it easy for yourself to do that? What's the easiest thing you could do to make it happen? What are you going to do with
it? Well, and again, what I want to do, and obviously it's not now because it's here, and I would say I've just brought it downstairs to show it on the podcast, but it's not been sitting in the arm of my sofa on the other side of the room since it turned up, is put it next to my bed with a pen. It's there. It's easy to get to, so that hopefully it just becomes routine. And my thought was that I can think about it and it's going in my head, and hopefully that will be whirring away in my brain while I'm sleeping and start to really, that whole being conscious about how I leave people after interactions all seeps more and more into my brain because I'm letting it kind of ferment overnight.
There's some real interesting things coming to my head when you're talking about. So what sort of questions are you going to ask yourself about your view of the day?
Oh, that's a good.
Because I think you should have some set questions that every day, like maybe three, you should ask yourself at the end of the day. So it makes you like the consistent questions, maybe two or three.
Yeah, I'll have a think about that and I'll give you a bit of an update next week, how that's looking and going. And hopefully there'll be some pages with a bit of writing onto it.
Sounds good. I just want to say to Nina, so Nina on Instagram just said, hey Joe, yes, I find it difficult when life throws curveballs. That's what Nina said. Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
It is very true. I mean, we're all going through one hell of a curveball right now, aren't we, for the last year now, near enough?
Yeah, 100%.
Which has definitely thrown it in and created a lot of challenge. I mean, we've done quite a few shows where we talk about that, and it's, you know, created numerous challenges. And that is when it's tough. It's when you don't expect it and you have to lump the challenges on top of what you're already doing as well. Anyway, I've talked a lot there. What are your thoughts, Mr. Bonnyface?
Personally, it's funny we had this topic because this past week I've trialed something that I've not really liked doing. And I even asked Lee for advice on Wednesday morning of last week. He probably has forgotten. He's a busy man.
Of course I've not.
And I've decided to start trying to enjoy a coffee or two in the morning. I'm finally joining the ranks of an adult male that enjoys hot beverages because I hate them normally. And am I enjoying the taste of them? On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say 4 to 5. Am I seeing any differences / benefits? Yes. I'm a lot more fidgety. It takes me a couple of seconds to focus on something a bit more. But once I focus on it, I'm in on it. Like, I'm in on it. Like, it's getting done. Which is actually not quite weird, because I used to try and drink coffee when I was, like, 15, 16, when I was doing my A-levels and stuff. And I found it just didn't really do much for me. but maybe now I've hit the ripe old age of 25.
Now you've hit puberty.
That's it. That's it. Maybe I'm finding that the caffeine boost it gives me is doing more, because I feel like a lot of adults can't function without that hit of caffeine in the morning. And it's a bit of a personal social experiment as to, do I need it? Like, do I need it? Could I ever just enjoy a coffee for the sake of, I don't know, you go around someone's house when we're allowed to do that again, and you, instead of saying, oh, can I just have a water? Nobody likes drinking water, but you know what I mean? Can I have a water rather than, you know, do you want a cup of tea or whatever? You know, I can be a bit more civilized in that manner. That's essentially my thought process behind it. Did I need it before? No. I think I was pretty motivated person. If I wanted to do something, I'd get it done generally, like in a work day-to-day type environment. But now I feel as though I'm flying the last couple of days, that I've just been hitting a stride that
it's just a caffeine really stride.
I don't know if it must be, or it's just a heavy coincidence, and I don't really believe in coincidences. So but yeah, I mean, that's just a bit of a side topic, but it's the same kind of thing. It's pushing through. It's not just relying on like an ability or an enjoyment of something. It's finding another way through it. But I think in the grand scheme of the topic of like pushing through ability and kind of getting through that barrier of the things that hold you back, I think it's just the want to do something, kind of the determination of you to achieve it, that I think gets you there. It isn't just trying to think of a comparable. Cristiano Ronaldo was always really good at football, but if he didn't work hard, he wouldn't have got as successful as he was. If he didn't train every day, he wouldn't have got as good as he was. If he didn't put in more hours than everybody else, he wouldn't be where he is. So I think it's not just relying on raw talent or relying on being in the right place at the right time, albeit those two things are massive contributing factors to success. It's all of the things added together to give yourself the best possible chance to get there.
How much, guys, do you think as well on this and pushing through? And like you said, Joe, it's, you know, there's a pushing through of achieving things, and there's a pushing through of just getting through adversity and difficult times and stuff like that. But I suppose in both instances, and we talked about this quite a few times, is how much does necessity play a part in that? Because we always talk about this, that's what kind of sits behind everything. And there's a bit like you said there, Ryan, with your football analogy, which I completely don't understand because it's a sport and I don't really know what goes on, but there'll be a part of it, he worked hard but he probably loved it, which made it easy as well. But again, there might be a time when it's tough and he doesn't want to play, or he doesn't want to train more so, but yeah, because it's now necessary for his astronomical contract to do it, then he has to do it, and it puts a different spin on it. And I know myself, like, even just to pick an easy one, a work thing, if I've got a deadline looming in 3 days, so what's today, Tuesday, and it was due on Friday, and I was going to do a bit extra tonight but I felt a bit tired, I'd probably not do it because I was feeling a bit tired and rest and decide I can do it tomorrow. If it was Thursday evening and it was due on the Friday morning and I felt a bit tired, I would push through till 11 o'clock at night, getting it done if I needed to, because the necessity of that goal kicks in. And I do find that when that, whatever drives it, when that necessity element kicks in, I definitely have a different mindset, or I find it easier. It's not easier to motivate myself. I found myself less inclined to demotivate myself. We love, don't we, Joe, the chimp paradox.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great book out there. Recommend to everyone. Have a look at it. And the way that talks about it is about your chimp in your head. And your chimp's there and it's part of you. And that's the thing that tells you to do all the things you don't really... Or no, that's the thing that tells you to do the things that aren't that good for you. And one of them is that you don't need to do this tonight. Don't worry. Put it away. Go and watch some TV. It'll be waiting. And the more necessary a goal is, the quieter that chimp is. That's the good way for me to explain that. So I think that's sometimes part of pushing through as well, Joe, is the urgency and the personal importance of whatever I'm trying to achieve or whatever I'm trying to overcome. Because again, trying to overcome things, sometimes you do just give in and sometimes you do power through. And I think again, that whole personal importance comes into play. I don't know what you guys think on that.
Yeah, I need to make a confession.
What's he not done?
Our stream on Twitch hasn't had sound for the first 14 minutes, and that's and that's my bad. So I'm sorry.
Are we back on? We apologise, Twitch.
We apologise, Twitch.
I fixed it now.
They should realise one.
Well, yeah.
Technical difficulties live on air. I love it.
Not a difficulty, more of a oversight.
Okay. Well,
my bad.
The viewers that are there have been sticking with us for it because I've been keeping tabs. We appreciate you sticking with the quiet nation.
Looking at us gorgeous faces. That's what they're looking at. That must be what it is.
That'll be the one, Joe. That'll be the one. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Jose Neuer, Inspiration Nation.
Oh, yes. So I was just going to say about that point that you were saying about pushing through a necessity. So when I talk to Simon Squibb, you know, and people like that, it's about people burning the boats, about people, you know, when they have to find a job, they find a job because it's not, you know, they have to find one, right? And that's happened to me. And also, I think the thing around timeline, so in coaching, when you're setting actions, you have to have timelines, because otherwise you don't have timelines. That chimp, what you said, Lee, will say, oh, don't worry, just watch a bit of TV. So you have timelines, you know you have to hit the timeline, in which case, if you don't do it, why didn't you do it? But you're more likely to hit it if you've got a timeline. So Lee, for your journaling, I'll just say, okay, you know, so when is that going to start, right?
I knew you were going to say that.
Tonight.
Tonight, Joe, tonight.
Is it tonight?
Yes.
No. All right.
So I will do it, and I will message you guys on the group chat when it's done. That's my accountability.
Right. So now Lee has a timeline. Again, when you've got a timeline, it makes you do it. So that's what I'll just say for that part of it. Like, I think even before the podcast.
Oh. We've lost Joe Neuer.
You know, you wanted that. You know, make your push.
He's through. Back. He's you
know,
back.
What's that?
We lost you for a second there, Joe.
Oh, did you? Yeah,
you went a bit frozen. You might need to just repeat yourself.
I can't remember what I was saying. It was inspirational mentors, I think, or inspirational.
Whatever that was, everyone, that was probably the most inspirational thing we've ever said. But you could just imagine what it would have been and know that that will carry you through the day.
Exactly. But no, so just talk about timelines. So just making sure you get that in there. But yeah, so, you know, talk about burning boats and things like that I talked about before. But if you've got no way back, and I can't remember that. I actually heard it this morning. Someone was talking about when they landed. Was it something to do with invasion of the Scots or something or something? I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, they burnt the boats. There's no way back. And so they burnt the boats. They're either going to fight to death or win, one or the other. And I think that sort of, you know, that sort of energy, you know, some people need that. I'm not really a burn the boats type of person. But when it comes to it, like when you've got to do something, then you just have to get on and do it. So I know when I actually had a position, I didn't have a position because I left, had nowhere to go. Luckily this came up, but you'd have to make something happen. So had always different plans in place, but luckily it all turned out good.
I remember us talking about that when it happened, Joe, and it was like on the fantastic sitcom Friends, where they talk about the fear. If you're in your comfort zone in a job, you don't have that motivation to get another one.
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. And so there's that whole piece around that. So I don't know that Friends episode, Lee, but I'm sure.
Oh, Joe. Need to get it on your list. I think it's been out a while now, you know.
I know I haven't watched that one by the sounds of it, but that's it, isn't it? It's about that fear. It's about making security. Again, it's that Maslow hierarchy of needs, right? That security, safety, you need that. And so we're going to fight tooth and nail to get that. Even if you don't like what you're doing, you're going to try and secure it. You try and do anything. I mean, even heard Jenny Knighting, we interviewed before. You know, she launched a business in a weekend. So it had to happen, right? It had to happen. And she said, even if that didn't happen, she would have gone out and got some sort of job anyway to start getting money in. That's what she said. And I thought that was pretty impressive. You know, so amazing about the tenacity of these people that we interview, right? They all got a very similar traits. That when they need to make something happen, they have it happens, and that's a real sort of mindset of success. So, you know, that pushing through ability when you have to do it, you know it. That's why setting yourself timelines is so important. That's why I asked Lee about, okay, so when is it happening? Because that's the best time. And when we coach, you know, people haven't pushed through and they put a timeline, they haven't met it. It's a great question. So what happened there then? You know, maybe they didn't want it enough, like Ryan said, maybe it wasn't the thing they wanted. So then you can say, well, okay, what was the reason you didn't want it then? And then you can examine something else and they could try something different, right? But that's the whole point of it. You know, I was just going to ask Ryan, actually, why is it you want to try coffee, Ryan? Why is it you got that into your room? What was the reason for it? What was the push for that?
I don't know. I feel like it's an adult stereotype that. I just feel like it's something. I don't know. Maybe it's wrong of me, but I feel like it's something that as an adult you should do. Because as I say, maybe it's a bit of a personal social experiment. It's, do I need to rely on it? Because I know a lot of people do. Or can I function without it? And then from there, is it a case of, I just want to be able to enjoy a hot drink, and it's just an acquired taste, and I'm just going to have to battle through it to make it work, which is more than likely what I think it will be.
Is this the real Ryan, though? Because, like, why should you feel you should conform to
it? I don't think it's a case of feeling like I have to conform. I think it's more, do I want to... It's not a case of conforming as such. It's more, it's just, I feel like it's just easier. It's hard to explain. I feel like it's being able to accept a hot drink and not have to worry about it or whatever. Not the embarrassment, but I suppose maybe it is a little bit when we were in the office, for example, and somebody wants a drink, you're like, oh no, I don't want one every time because I don't drink hot drinks. That just isn't really right, I guess. I think it's just Ryan, isn't it? It's hard.
He doesn't drink hot drinks. He drinks cold drinks because he's not the same as everyone else. He's being the right.
It's hard to put my finger on it, but I think it's a case that I want to enjoy them. It's not a case of I just don't want to touch them. I don't like the stand. I can't stand them. I actually would like to be able to enjoy a coffee in the morning to see how it tastes, and if I maybe got a late night and I'm a bit groggy, that might perk me up or whatever, you know, rather than being like, I've got no option. I don't want it. It just isn't a thing. I would like to have the option of it there to me if I can turn that acquired taste that I don't quite like at the minute into something that, yeah, I can deal with. It's okay.
Interesting that. I just find it really interesting because it's less like the thing when you're, like, you're growing up and you're going to try alcohol, you try your first beer and you don't really like it, and you push through.
Well, that's, I'm going
to
be honest.
That was my key bit of advice to Ryan, if that's what you're going to say.
I'm going to be honest. I'm comparing it in the same way. I hated beers when I first started it, but give it a couple of months. Just keep smashing them and you'll be all right.
The other week, I asked Ryan how it was, and I think he said, oh, it's like 4 out of 10. And I said, just power through and you'll start to like it after a while.
I had one today, and I was like, today was the first day I had two. So I had one today. And my sister, who's 15, is homeschooling or whatever. And when I was making my first one, I made her one. And then she was like, oh, do you want another coffee? And I was like, I'm not backing down. I'm not saying no one's enough for me. So I took the second one.
Just not back down. Love it.
I am now, you'll see, pounding during the show in my Inspiration Nation mug here. Quick mug shot, guys, for the camera. Head over to inspirationnation.org.uk. You can get yourself your own mug, hoodies, t-shirts, etc., etc. Face masks as well to stay safe during these times and spread some inspiration all over inspirationnation.org.uk. I'm actually Ryan, because I've got, you know, I do enjoy the taste of it. But like Joe, I now can't take caffeine too late in the day because I've reached that stage in my life that I used to mock him for. So I'm on a decaf here just so I get a bit of the taste. So you'll get there if you keep powering through, my friend.
Yeah.
I've actually had chocolate tonight.
Although we've been sat here for a while, so that one's gone cold now. So that was disgusting.
The thing is, it's like, I'm not sure why you should think you should conform to have hot drinks. You should be able to say, I don't want a hot drink. If that's you, Ryan, then just be you.
Yeah, I don't think it's a case of conforming to anything, to be honest. Yeah. I see where you're coming from, but it isn't.
Is it a fitting in thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel like it's something that I should like. And it's something that I want to like. It's like, Ryan,
do your own thing. Listen to Joe and do your own thing.
Just do you, Ryan. Don't conform. Don't do it because everyone else. Just do it because you don't. If you don't want to drink, don't have the drink. Like,
but it's the same as the beers. Like, I really wanted to like beers as an 18-year-old, but I didn't like beers as an 18-year-old. And then I pushed through the ability of not liking beers, and now I like beers.
Why do we do it? Like that, I think that is the thing, isn't it? I think for me, like when I was, I mean, trying to think back when I was a kid,
it's a long time ago.
Everyone else was drinking beer, right? And I felt I needed to drink beer. But really, if we had the self-awareness, we should just be doing it because we want it to do it, not because we're trying to fit in with some sort of social norm. And we should be okay to say, look, no, I don't want a beer. But it's hard, right? Because we feel pressure. We might feel that it's, oh, I've got to have a hot drink or I've got to have a bit, you know. We should be okay with saying no. And that's what I just come up with me. So I'd love you to explore that a little bit, Ryan, about why is it you think you have to have that hot drink? I know I'm sort of arcing a bit, but I just find it a little, you know, I just want to find out where it's coming from. I'm not quite sure where it's coming from.
It's not a case that I feel like I have to be honest. If we were in the office and I was having to drag myself to the office every day, probably wouldn't care. It might be that because we're at home and lockdown's a thing, it might be something that stimulates my brain to just try something new. I'm at the minute, like these last couple of weeks, I've done loads of things that 6 months ago Ryan would have been like, I'll never do that. It's just is what it is.
It's quite like it though. Because it sounds like you're trying things. It's like, do I like it? No, I've tried it. I'm not doing it.
I think it's just a bit of spontaneity, more than anything.
It's good. I like it.
Take the things, try the things, and if I don't like it, I'll stick with it. If I don't, I'll discard it. I like it. And you said 6 months ago you wouldn't have done it, so that's a good thing. Maybe it is that. Maybe it's the trying of things that you look at, which I love that, because we should all be trying things, and if we don't like them, fair enough, you know. Yeah, I love that.
Anyway,
you're going to say something. I interrupt.
Yeah, well, Nina's just said on Twitter, on Instagram, get my socials are mixed up. Now everyone's trying to give up all the stimulants. You're just ahead of the curve line, getting back on them. You're a future trendsetter.
That's it. I do my best.
Thanks, Nina.
So, Joe, back to the start again, just to round us off before we wrap up. So, you said you were struggling with the cold showers. Mornings, you know, it is tougher at this time of year anyway to be getting up in the mornings and stuff because it's colder. So how are you powering through this at the moment with your, you know, keeping your routine going?
I find it really hard. Like, I don't want to get up. But I always have that battle in the morning, and I've talked about quite a lot where, you know, and I think I said at the beginning of the podcast where I just get up every morning. I still don't want to get up. I'm in a battle in my brain to get up, to do the videos, to do it before the day job, like we've all got one, right? And to record those videos. But I feel like I have a responsibility now to do it. There's a responsibility because there are people now that are waiting, like, to, you know, to have that. And for me, actually, it's good for me because it creates discipline. And it's part of inspiration, right? I've got to live and breathe it. And I've got to do hard things, right? I've got to do hard things. We've got to do the difficult things. And so I'm proving my mindset. It's trying to just improve my mindset every day. And like everyone else, I don't want to do it a lot of times. I get up and do it. But sometimes I love it. I want to get up and do it. But once I'm up, I'm loving it. Once I'm up, I've had my coffee, Ryan, right? I've had it out of the machine. I've had a couple of videos with my Bosch machine. But yeah, I love it. Once you're up, and you feel really proud of yourself once you've done it. That's what I love about it. So pushing through, having things, you know, what Lee said, what we said before, make it easy for yourself. And that's how I push through. I journal every day, 791 today. So, you know, I've got a record. I don't want to break that. It's consistency, but I don't want to break the pattern or whatever you call it. I can't really call it now. All the consecutive days. So I feel that pressure. I feel that pressure now. Oh, I won't do it today. Well, I've broken the routine. So I think there's always good things with routines. I think there's always good thing about having consistency. And if you can record the consistency, like put an X or something that you're doing, like Lee, from tonight, it'll be an everyday thing, like an everyday thing. And as James Clear says, if you miss a day, get straight back on it. Just straight back on it. Now, I haven't done that with the cold showers, but I've learned, but I can still get back on it. I have got back on it. Although it was harder to get back on it because I've missed maybe 2 or 3 days. It gets harder the more you leave it. So don't leave it. Miss a day, get straight back on it. And that's how I'd leave it, really. But that's how I push through. I've got responsibilities. I want to have a strong mindset. I recognise there's times I'm not going to want to do it, but I must persevere. So at least if you hold on to one bit of you, I know, like, holding on to my journaling and my press-ups, that really sort of pushed me through to just keep something of that routine to keep me going, even if it's just a little bit. And I'll just sort of leave it at that, really. So if you can hold on to a little bit of your routine, don't never give it, you know, if you give something up, you can get back on it because you kept the other bit of your routine. I think that's a really important thing. Once you've got that routine embedded, it's really, it really does create that momentum. And even if you did not miss one, you can still get back on it because of that routine, because you're in the groove, like you've got that groove now. So I think that's why I could get back into those cold showers, which I still find really hard, by the way.
That's good. And like you said, it's all that pushing through. So it's good for all of us there for some real life examples of what we're talking about. I just looked there. Nina was suggesting some words when you got stuck, Joe, and I was just ticking them off. I think you hit two of the three words he suggested in your
really?
Summing up there, which is really good. You definitely said momentum. So it was like Joe Bingo watching the words come through and seeing if you hit them off.
We should do that. That should be a thing. Nina, thank you for that.
I do that. I get back on things after a couple of weeks of getting off them, because I still now am up and online at work by 8 a.m. every day, which is something 6 months ago we were really pushing hard to kind of get me doing. But at the weekends, I'm not awake before 9 a.m. Most. So I'm trying to get earlier with that, but I'm a lot more flexible with my time. And then as soon as the Monday comes round, Monday's probably a little bit later than the rest of the week. I might get up 15 minutes later. But I'm back on it by Tuesday. So
that's good. That is good.
Do we still have lots of alarms, Griffey? Do we still have lots of alarms?
Yeah, I don't trust myself to take any of them away.
I have at least two.
Have we reduced the amount of alarms? The exact same.
7 o'clock, 10 past, 20 past, half past, 31, 32, 33, 34, and 35.
Nicely done.
Love it. You know exactly what they are as well.
We encourage everyone to push through, just like this great advice on the show here. We'd love to hear what you do to push through, what your tips, what your advice are. Have you seen through this show? We are very interactive. You can get us live each and every Tuesday, 8:30 GMT, 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern time. We are on Instagram and Twitch. We absolutely love to hear you from you when we're recording this. Also catch us on social media. Joe is Jose Neuer Inspiration Nation across all platforms. We on the show are at Listen2IN. Send us a DM, comment on some of the stuff, however you want to interact with it. Us. We appreciate it all. So I think that's about us for this week with our weekly dose of inspiration for everyone. Again, live streaming services or podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, all the good ones. Probably some of the rubbish ones as well. Hit subscribe in them. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe as well. We appreciate everybody out there.
Go on,
Lee. So,
trying to read something, aren't you?
I was trying to read something as well. All that's left is for me to now count us down. 3, 2, 1. Inspiration Nation.
Catch you guys later.